I want to open up the phone lines here for just a moment. 404-726-0929. And welcome in. Abe TL Show tonight here on a Wednesday. Abe Gordon filling in for Chris Thomas. And this is not a conversation I like to have because I know I'm going to get yelled at for being, I don't know, scared, a non-believer, call me a coward, whatever connotation you want is fine. I get it. But I'm just going to be truthful with the audience about where I'm at and hope that I'm wrong, which is normally how I'm comfortable. It's okay if I'm wrong because that means things are going better than I expect. But I will say this. My expectations for the Falcons have changed. Now, I am the type of fan who has two modes as it comes to my sports teams. Mode number one, I start out hot, super high on a team, and then as the season approaches, I start to lose some of that confidence. I start to cool off. Or I might start out cold, down on a team, and as the season approaches, I start to talk myself into some things. Unfortunately for the Falcons and for me, I started out on this team hot, super confident, and I've lost some of that. I have. Not that much of it. Not all of it. But some of it. And yeah, I certainly still think they can accomplish some of the goals that pretty much we all have likely set for them. You know, somewhere in the range of 10 to 12 wins. The NFC South, but I'm less confident about it. And Vegas certainly is less confident. They haven't changed their stance on this being an 8 or 9 win team. Look, a lot of it does have to do with Caleb McGarry and the injury at right tackle. I don't think I'd be having this discussion 2 weeks ago. I think 2 weeks ago I was still at 10 wins, 11 wins. Winning the NFC South, getting a playoff game, let's ride. Now, I'm a little bit further down. But it's not just Caleb McGarry. Darnell Mooney, I don't know what's going on there. That's part of it. But I need this team to get going immediately. Week one is a massive game. Do you guys know if we're going to have Darnell Mooney week one? I don't. I'm not saying we won't, but I don't know. We're playing a team that I think can score in Tampa. We're going to need to score. And again, not saying we can't or won't without Mooney, but I'd like to have him, and I'd like to have him healthy. And so, look, I also think that not seeing much out of Jalen Walker yet is kind of a little molehill in my mind. It's a mental molehill. I think his setbacks are part of it. I wanted to see him and Pierce both come out firing. One of them have. We haven't seen a lot from Walker. And I think so much relies on the pass rush this year. And so, look, I'm going to admit it. Part of my levels of trust, my confidence, it has wavered. Has yours? That's the question. And we got a couple minutes to take some calls. 404-726-0929. Look, I don't think this is a 5-win team now, right? I'm not that low on them. But I thought for sure this team's winning 11 games in the NFC South. Maybe 10 at worst. And I'm starting to really doubt that. And a lot of it has to do with the injury. But also the uncertainty there for Darnell Mooney is bothersome to me as well. 404-726-0929. We have Yo, who I know is going to call in and say 15-2. I already know, Yo, that you've got him 15-2, but let's go ahead and hear it. Let's hear it, brother.
What's happening, young man? How you doing, dude?
I'm doing good, brother. Good to chat with you.
Man, listen, I got to revise my statements because there is a problem. Like, we all knew it was going to be a problem like a year or so ago. We watched it become a problem in the New Orleans Saints game when Kirk Cousins got smashed, when unfortunately our right tackle tripped and fell, while our quarterback, who we
now,
paid
now hold on, yo, hold on. I'm going to let you finish. He was tripped. He did not trip. Someone stepped on him, right? So I just we're just clearing that up. All right, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I will agree with you 100%. He tripped, but now ever since then we've been tripping. Because when he got tripped, we were 6-3, right? That's for all the people on the internet who understand Twitter. We were a really good team. We had everything that it needed to be to make it happen. But it happened. And there was the overwhelming concern was our right tackle is not a great pass blocker. And then we're like, all right, well, we got our second guy, Storm Norton. And Storm is a great guy. And he's hurt as well. And now we've signed like 5 right tackles to our practice squad because we all understand that it is important for the offensive line to actually be there. So I am concerned. I love Michael Penix Jr. I love Kirk Cousins. I think that we're going to still be in that range where we can win the South. My concern is obvious to everyone who has watched football in their life. You cannot have a dynamic offense and a subject offensive line. If you don't believe me, look at the Bengals when they got to the Super Bowl. There's a reason that Joe Burrow doesn't have a Super Bowl. It's because his offensive line can't protect him. We all know that this is a problem. Love you, Abe.
All right, well, real quick, yo, before you leave, because you have been on record previously at 15-2. So,
yes, sir.
So where are you now? Are you 13-4? Where's your mindset?
Honestly, I like Mike, and I watch Mike deal with a subject offensive line in Washington. I watched him go like 11-0 up until he had to meet Michigan, and he lost it because the offensive line couldn't protect him. So I'm going to be like somewhere around 11-7 or 11-6 because we got 17 games, right?
Yeah.
I'm somewhere around there. I really do believe in Michael Penix, and I believe in everything he can do. I don't even care about who the wide receivers are because Mike is amazing, right? And so we have to take that into consideration. But the problem becomes the same thing that freaking Mahomes had to deal with, where if your offensive line can't protect you, you cannot win the games. The same thing Brady had to deal with when he played the Giants. If your offensive line can't protect you, you can't win the game. So I'm still there. But there is a problem with the idea that people want to sit here and criticize me. And, like, people I love, like, hey, listen, Squid Billy, you know you my guy. But you knew that I was telling the truth. And then you sit there and act like I was wrong. I wasn't wrong, bro.
Well, I certainly never felt that 15-2 was going to happen, so I wasn't quite with you on that. But I think where you're at now is certainly reasonable. I appreciate the call, yo. And look, not for nothing, like, my confidence has wavered. I've said that. We just heard yo, who had been on record as 15-2, drop it all the way to 11-6 for him. Now, 11-6, I still think, gets you what you need to be. That's probably where my expectations were anyways, somewhere between 10 and 12 wins, and they're lower than that now. They're lower than that now are yours. 404-726-0929. We got Wendy out there hanging out with us on the ABTL show here on a Wednesday night. Wendy, how you doing tonight?
I am doing awesome. When I hear your voice, it's a good night, sir.
Well, I appreciate that. So tell me what you're thinking about the Falcons. What were your expectations, and have they changed at all now that the season is approaching?
I think we are a solid 8-9 team based on the fact that our quote-unquote awesome quarterback has won one game and one game only in the NFL. I think that our coach is highly suspect. And I believe that when people are paying full price for preseason games, that our winning should matter just a little bit. And in my mind, we are 0-3 to start the season. I don't see any reason to be enthusiastic about the opener because he hasn't shown us anything other than losing. Our quote-unquote best players, some of them are already injured, and we are getting late round our draft picks and our other teams' cast-offs to replace them. But we're told, don't worry, everything's going to be okay. Just keep paying that money. It's showing up.
I appreciate the call, Wendy, and the passion. And look, obviously the preseason payments for tickets, that's a whole other discussion. But the concern for the season is there. And Vegas has been here at 8-9 wins this entire time. I'm unfortunately aligned at this point. And that's tough to say because that means that this season is not anywhere close to what it needs to be. It could potentially cost Raheem Morris his job. It could potentially cost Terry Fontenot his job. And the team, and I agree with what Yo had to say. At 6-3 last year, we were having conversations about could they finish as the NFC's number two seed? Can they compete in the NFC title game? Even last year, we saw it with Michael Penix on the road against the Commanders, who went to the NFC title game. And I just find it tough mentally to get there. One last call here real quick. We got Garlito on line one. Garlito, what are we thinking about the Falcons? Have your expectations changed after Caleb McGarry's injury and the uncertainty around Darnell Mooney?
Well, Darnell Mooney hurt me. I've never been a Caleb McGarry fan, if I said his name correct, because he's lights out when it comes to run blocking, pass blocking. He's subpar. I personally think that they should move Jake Matthews over to the right side since he played right tackle at Texas A&M and let Elijah Wilkerson, you know, be on the left side. I trust Matthews to protect, you know, Michael Penix more so than I will Elijah Wilkerson on that strong side, being that he's a left-handed quarterback. Now, with the whole Jalen Walker and James Pierce, yeah, James Pierce came out like a lightning rod, lights out. They double, triple teaming him the first preseason game, but Jalen Walker got hurt. He had a hamstring and groin injury, so we really didn't get to see a lot of him to really say. He made a few plays, got a couple of tackles, but we didn't really get to see so much of him. So I'm not going to kill the Falcons this year. You know, realistically, just like the caller before last, I see, 11-6. Is it 11-6?
Yeah, that's right.
17 games. Yeah, 11-6. You know, realistically, as long as we can protect, I'm more concerned about the offensive line than I am Mooney, because you got Nash, you got what's the guy named Sellers, whatever, I can't pronounce his name. You got Casey Washington. You got people that's willing, I believe, that'll step up because they want to make the roster. You know what I mean, at wide receiver. Then you still got Cardale Hodge and Ray McCloud. So I don't feel like it's going to be that big of a drop off, especially if Kyle Pitts.
And that's the big key, is if Kyle Pitts is what Kyle Pitts can be. And I appreciate the call, Garlito. I apologize, we're running out of time this segment. If he can be what he's going to be, it can help cover up the absence of Darnell Mooney until he gets back. And I will say this, Ray McCloud has looked outstanding filling in as your number two receiver. Potentially a big-time breakout season. This is a guy that I thought has been better than his career has shown, so maybe some potential there as well. All right, we will talk more about the Atlanta Falcons later. In the next hour, I got my predictions across the NFL. I'll tell you where I have the Falcons finishing as well. But coming up next, I teased it earlier. We have to pay that off, of course. A story of a first-time fantasy football player that may have assembled the worst team in history. I'll give you the details next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.